From the Financial Times in London, I'm Patrick Jenkins, the FT's financial editor, and this is FT News. The biggest bank chief executives have been paid 7% more at a time when their share prices are in the doldrums and earnings are up by a far lower number. Well, I'm joined by Laura Noonan to discuss this latest research that the FT has produced in conjunction with Equilar. Laura, you've been looking at some of the latest exclusive data that's been crunched for us, and there's been quite a lot of pay inflation again, certainly at the top ranks of the banks.
Yeah, I mean, we had seen some fairly muted pay rises in the previous years. If we go back to last year when we did the survey, the average pay across these 20 best paid international bank CEOs was only up 0.5%. This year we see their average pay rising 7.6%. So there really has been a big escalation in terms of the amount of pay increases that these guys are getting. And if you look at that compared to the amount that their banks are actually earning, we saw pay going up 7.6% and we saw earnings going up 4.2%. So certainly pay rises aren't just outstripping the pay rises in the previous years, they're also outstripping earnings rises.
And just to be clear on what we're talking about when we refer to pay, this is total remuneration, salaries, plus annual bonuses, plus long-term incentives. Anything else?
Yeah, so we first of all take their base pay. We add in the company pension contributions as well, any other kind of side benefits that they get. When it comes to their bonuses, we look at bonuses based on that year's performance rather than the bonuses which they actually get in that year, because often you'll have bankers who are actually getting bonuses this year in respect of the prior year performances. So we really try to screen that out and just look at the bonuses which they are granted based on this year's performance, even though they won't actually receive those bonuses for several years in most cases.
Okay, and then to come back from the discrepancy that you've noticed between the extent of the pay rises and underlying performance increases, you talked about earnings going up only 4.2%. What about other measures that may be relevant here? What about share prices? What about other metrics in terms of improvement at the banks?
Share prices are kind of a difficult one to gauge. I mean, we looked at it in the context of share prices, but it's so sensitive to where the share price actually started. And it's also influenced by so many other things. So if you look at earnings, you can say earnings are arguably influenced by the CEOs of the banks. Bank share prices tend to move when there are interest rate cuts. That is obviously completely independent of the CEO of the bank. They tend to move when there's crises in some of the main markets which they are exposed to. Many of these banks would have seen heavy falls in their share prices in the last few weeks because of the UK's decision to leave the EU. That isn't something which their CEO had any control over beyond the fact that you could, I guess, try to have your bank better organised should you need to move operations. But really the reason that we've looked at it in terms of earnings rather than in terms of share prices, because earnings are more within the gift of the bank CEOs to actually control.
Now, you talked about this being a survey of the 20 best paid international bankers. Is there any division you've noticed between, let's say, the Europeans and the Americans?
Well, the biggest division we see every year between the Europeans and the Americans, certainly every year in the last 5 or 6 years, is that the Americans are paid more, way more. So in the case of the 5 US bank CEOs in the mix, we see that their pay averaged $20.7 million. In the case of the Europeans, their pay averaged 10.4. So there's certainly a significant gap. We also, for the most part, saw bigger gains in percentage terms for the US bankers. So 3 of the large US banks awarded pay rises of more than 20% to their CEOs. In the UK and in the European context, where we saw the biggest pay rises, it was actually because of the one-off factors. 3 of the European banks gave exceptional one-off share awards and other awards to their new incoming CEOs. That accounted for about 27 million that was across Barclays, Standard Chartered and also Credit Suisse. So that helped push up the CEOs of both Standard Chartered and Credit Suisse into the top 5 best paid bank CEOs when those spots are actually usually all occupied by the US. And we don't expect Bill Winters and Tidjane Thiam, that's the CEOs of Standard Chartered and Credit Suisse, to actually stay there. We think that they're only there because they were put in by these exceptional one-off payments which were granted to them last year.
So Bill Winters, I see in your chart at Standard Chartered, came in at number 3 in a snapshot of last year, getting a total of how much was it?
Bill Winters, a total of $22.4 million US. We also converted all these into US dollars to make them comparable across the lot.
And Jamie Dimon is top of the list overall, head of JP Morgan, with a package of
$27.6 million. And Jamie has been consistently top of the list for the last few years. He is a very well paid banker.
And very proud of it too. And I suppose his bank is in pretty good shape, so he would argue that he deserves it. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy the FT's Banking Weekly. It's presented by me, Patrick Jenkins, the financial editor at the FT, and I'm joined by a team and an external guest every week. You can find this every Tuesday at ft.com/podcasts.